a greener future? Do you enjoy healthy, nutritious food? Would you like to learn how to grow your own organic oasis in an easy and efficient way? I'm Jackie Marie Beyer, the humble host of the Organic Gardener podcast, where I talk with amazing guests who are all using sustainable, earth-friendly practices. I interview backyard gardeners, market farmers, and people who have green businesses related to food. I'd love it if you'd join us on the Progressive Radio Network, coming on Monday evenings at 7 p.m.
It's not liberal. It's not conservative. It's progressive. The truth that empowers. Right here on PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
Live from New York City, it's The Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null. Nice to have you with us today. We're going to focus on three issues just today. The first is all about how to use laughter, a good diet, de-stressing to extend our quality of life, all from quality universities and things that we could easily do. Doesn't take a great tutorial. It just takes patience, discipline, and practice, and we can turn our lives around. That brings me to the second part of our program, and that is today is the final day of a type of study, a study that is about the 41st that I've done in my career, where using nothing more than lifestyle, meaning a quality diet, proper supplementation, exercises, stress management, and dealing with life issues, the type of questions we all have every day. How do we resolve these conflicts? That's what that part is about, and you're going to hear from the participants to see what they have gained from this journey. Now, I was not aware of anyone's condition when they arrived, but the screener, Luann Panessi, screened people so that we only had one person per type of condition, and the criteria was that they had to have had this for a number of years, where the best that medicine could provide did not change the outcome for them, that in many cases they were told there was nothing more could be done. Some of these people were suggested hospice care. Others, it was not that they had a terminal illness, but an intractable illness, one that would only get progressively worse, like multiple sclerosis or Alzheimer's. Others suffering post-traumatic stress disorder. And again, this was not the topic of discussion. In fact, life issues were the only topic of discussion, questioning the value of what we believe. And it was not for me to tell people, I've never told anyone in my life what to believe. Rather, I tell them, can you challenge your existing beliefs to see if they're working for or against you? And as the basis of all the counseling I've ever done in my life, I've realized that it's not just a healthy diet that you give someone, or the right exercise program, but rather, are they happy? So in my world, happiness is the progenitor to health and longevity. So you'll hear as I hear, and unrehearsed, they will tell you, each in their own way, there's only 12 people. And then following that, I wanted to address the question of this current tax reduction, a huge tax reduction for corporate America and the top 0.1% of the population. But there has been no open debate on this. They haven't had Joseph Stiglitz. They haven't had Michael Hudson to counter them in their assertions or their promises. We'll have Professor Michael Hudson We will talk about what's wrong with this, why we should oppose it, and why it's nothing more than one more giant handout to the most dominant academic, political, economic forces in the United States, that which protects the status quo. So that's our show. Let's begin. I believe that laughter is essential in everyday life. And to confirm that, the University of Maryland Medical Center did a study. Here's what they say, quote, "For seniors, laughter may be the best medicine to improve quality of life and health." And it says, so what is laughter? And they go in to define laughter as a series of inarticulate sounds produced as an expression of emotion, usually happiness or mirth. Well, because we laugh an average of 17 times a day, you'd think we are immune to bad health. Well, it turns out those who laugh 40% less than the average have a cardiovascular disease. Wow. That's a big, big challenge. And that's according to the Center for Preventive Cardiology at the University of Maryland Medical Center. So the bottom line is it's been shown that the areas of the brain that recognize humor are not as active in those with heart disease. And there are many areas of the brain that engage when humor comes into play. Now, specifically, the frontal lobe responsible for emotional outlet. And the left side interprets the world, and the right side determines what makes a joke funny. And the brain's limbic system is responsible for basic reactions like surprise, fear, and hunger. And finally, the motor area of the brain becomes more active, and they're responsible for the chuckle or the act of laughter. So when we laugh, it affects us systemically. Yes. So when you laugh, unless, of course, you belong to Pacifica or any of its station boards, in which case you actually have to sign a consent form, never to laugh, always be mean-spirited and angry, providing that you have knowledge where you do not, experience where you do not. I was just having this discussion last night with someone from the national board. And I said, why don't you take a survey? This is just as an aside. I said, take a survey. There are thousands of non-commercial radio stations in the United States. I'm on them, a lot of them. And you never hear of a crisis. And who are the people they select for their managers and program directors and development? People with deep experience in non-commercial radio and non-profit foundations. And who are on their board that are not there to have this constant conflict? People who contribute something directly to the board. Either they can write checks or they can call up people who can and go out there and get other groups to support the nonprofit station. Last time I was in Florida doing an interview on a non-commercial station, not an NPR station, we had a discussion. The person says, you still with Pacific? I said, yeah, 41 years. Boy, there's nothing but problems. I said, yes, yeah. Yeah, it all started with though no one will acknowledge it, but for those who actually do our homework, it started with the privatization of an asset and the corporatization of that asset, but nobody wants to go there and look there. That would just open a door they cannot close. He said, too bad, because they started off so good, you bet. Well, when was the last time you heard anyone laugh who took themselves too seriously? That's a problem. Who are perfectionists and find nothing funny? That's an imperfection. And those people are at greater risk of heart disease. Those people are A-type personalities, men and women, overachievers, must win at any cost, don't consider empathy as an asset, bigger risk of heart disease. So for everyone else in this audience who doesn't take yourself so seriously, who can laugh at yourself in life, you're going to improve your immune system. I shared that this last month, that negative thoughts manifest into chemical reactions that can affect the body by bringing more stress into the system and decreasing immunity. Whereas positive thoughts actually release neuropeptides that help fight stress and potentially more serious illnesses. I had the privilege of working as a junior scientist, when I first met at the Institute of Applied Biology, Dr. Lawrence Lachan, he was a phenomenal mind. And he was the one who interviewed a large number of women who had no history of cancer in their family, but based upon their not feeling appreciated or not feeling loved, he predicted they would get breast cancer. And he was statistically correct. He followed this for 25 years. Now, that was one of the first important studies showing that what we think and how we feel directly impacts our biochemistry. Well, today there are thousands of studies that will tell you, think a negative thought, you've just turned on disease. Think a positive thought, you've turned on healing. One turns off the DNA's healing mechanism, the other turns it on. You can change your DNA. So laughter also inhibits pain in a big way. In fact, a study published by Dr. Robin Dunbar, a professor at the University of Oxford, revealed that laughter had a significant positive effect on pain thresholds because it stimulates the release of endorphins that interacted with brain receptors to reduce the perception of pain. So that's important. Remember, the simple muscular exertions involved in producing that familiar laugh, and you can put your hand on your belly and you'll feel it. That triggers an increase in endorphins, just like exercise. And the endorphins are the brain chemicals that are called the feel-good chemicals. Also, you're going to have better cardiovascular health. Why? Laughter dilates blood vessels, opens them up, lets the blood flow more freely. It lowers your blood pressure. It prevents clot formation and reduces inflammation. That's important. There's a Dr. Michael Miller, director of the Center for Preventive Cardiology, University of Maryland Medical School, says, quote, "The ability to laugh, either naturally or as learned behavior, may have important implications in societies such as the United States, where heart disease remains the number one killer." So laughing can prevent heart disease. But there are a couple more. Memory retention. A study from Loma Linda University said laughter is beneficial for elderly patients' ability to recall because laughter reduces stress. And as one of stress factors, when it's lowered, your memory improves. Well, the reverse is also true. The more stress you're under, the less accurate memory you have. This has tremendous implications for older adults who may be experiencing age-associated memory deficiencies, and therefore offering the benefit of humor therapies is good. Also, it improves your perception. Laughter can make it easier to cope with difficult situations, as well as decrease feelings of depression or anxiety by improving feelings of overall happiness. And I would add one more, social connection. Certainly laughter unites people. Many studies show that social support improves mental and physical health. Indeed, the presumed health benefits of laughter may be unplanned consequences of its primary goal. So for those of you who live in New York, I would suggest going to a comedy club. They're all over the city. They're generally not expensive. And you get to see some of the, well, better-known comics who will try their new material in clubs before they go on, you know, Comedy Central or some other major show. But you see a lot of people will never make it on television, but still are very creative and very funny. Generally, they have 5 to 10 minute segments. And just you feel upbeat when you leave the place, you feel really, really good. And of course, some of the humor is going to stick with you, especially if it makes you think. There are herbal treatments that are very good for Crohn's disease, and we've got a lot of Crohn's disease in the United States. In fact, the evidence-based botanical medicines proven to induce or maintain remission in Crohn's disease or any kind of debilitating inflammatory bowel disease is important. And there's a good study in the current Green Med Info, CRG's publication, on this very topic where it talks about the ulcerative colitis, which is inflammation, and generally in the mucosa, where an inflammation can navigate down intestinal crypts, becoming transmural or penetrating the entire depth of the intestinal wall in Crohn's disease. And due to the disparity, Crohn's disease can ulcerate through the layers of the bowel into the mesentery, leading to complications like fibrosis or scarring of the tissue that leads to strictures and a lot of difficulty just having, even fistulas, having normal bowel movements, and you end up with fever and diarrhea and abdominal pain. But there's a lot of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories that can do the trick. In fact, there's also a lot of work being done now on different types of nutrients that are inexpensive and good to take. For example, glutamine, G-L-U-T-A-M-I-N-E. And although glutamine is not an herb, its prolific evidence base renders it worthy of inclusion in Crohn's disease and all of these different conditions. So that would be one. In fact, I would also put in there what is called mastic gum, M-A-S-T-I-C gum, G-U-M. Now that's an evergreen shrub native to the Mediterranean, and it's also known as Chios, C-H-I-O-S, mastic gum. And it's been revered for its therapeutic effects in the liver, the stomach, the intestines since ancient Greek and Roman times. And there's several types of specific chemicals. For example, there's what is known as oleinolic acid and triterpenes within the mastic gum. And they have very strong anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer benefit. And they're very good if you have any form of liver condition. So those are some things that we wouldn't normally think of. And also I would add boswellia. It's simply one of the most all-round beneficial herbs, bos, B-O-S, wellia, W-E-L-L-I-A, serrata, S-E-R-R-A-T-A. And it's known by different names, but generally that will get it. And it's a staple in Ayurvedic medicine. It goes clear back into the ancient texts on how it can help. Now, boswellic acid downregulate the expression of pro-inflammatory signaling molecules such as interleukin and interferon and tumor necrosis factor. So anything that's anti-inflammatory is good. And boswellia is really good. And of course, probably the two best would be black cumin seed oil, but you can't take that on in your stomach by itself. It's really strong, but it's also incredibly healing. But you mix it in a protein drink and take it that way. And then finally would be medical cannabis, the cannabinoids. Extremely beneficial for turning off inflammation in the brain, in the heart. It has antipsychotic, analgesic, anti-seizure, anti-anxiety, anti-inflammatory effects. It would be high up on the list of things I would recommend people who have lung disease. And of course, the curcumin is a part of turmeric, and it is extremely beneficial for turning off inflammation, and there are thousands of studies. Wormwood is also good. It would be a fallback position in case someone had parasites. So just some things that can make all the difference in your health. That's the latest on health and healing. I'm Gary Nall, back in a moment. Please stay with us. I'd like to welcome you from all over the world who are listening. And if you live in the United States or Canada and you're out and about, you're traveling, you're not able to be at a computer or a land-based terrestrial radio, you can always pick up a phone, any portable listening device, and call a number. One to listen live Monday to Friday, noon to 1 Eastern Standard Time, or whenever you choose, you can call the archive. Let me give you the listen live number. You never know when you need it. Please write this down, 424-203-9663. 8046 424 203 8046. That's to listen live. But let's just say you're traveling and, well, you want to catch up on a show. Call this number anytime and you can listen up to five programs. 701-719-9976. 701-719-9976. And I might mention that unlike other places, we do not collect and hold and store or sell or barter or broker anyone's information. We don't have, you know, you call in and listen, you call in, hang up, that's it. And we never charge us, we don't charge you. You'll pay for your telephone call, but that has nothing to do with us. Our archives are always free. Now let's go over to our final day, final hours of our retreat, a one-month retreat. And sitting by is Luann Panessi. Luann was the one who interviewed people to screen them. And her goal was to find people who had conditions that had not responded to any form of orthodox or traditional therapy in a way that would benefit them. And she's on the line now. Hi, Luann.
Hello, Gary. Well, this has been an amazing month for everyone, including me, having the privilege of being here with this amazing group of people sitting before me now.
Before you get to those people, Luann, this would not have been possible without a tremendous staff. And I really want to thank those staff who gave a whole month of their time. And these are all highly qualified professionals in their own field. Elaine Ryan and Leonard Smiley, one of the best gourmet master chefs in America. And Connie Montiglione and Yadira and Charles and Celestina and Edgar and John Q and Lindsay Floyd and John Talley and Barbara Duggan and Margarita Biggs and Jody Blanchard and Steve Lewinson. All these people gave their time. So I just want to say a special shout out to give a day, to give a week, yes, to give a month, that's something. Let's go to the people.
Okay, hold on. We're going to start out with Max.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Max.
When I came here a month ago, I really came as a broken human being, completely disconnected from my spiritual and my authentic self, unable to really recognize who I was anymore. I came suffering from multiple bouts of Lyme disease. I came morbidly obese. Within all that weight I was carrying was an immense amount of depression, self-negation, helplessness, a constant fear of everything that was inside me. My wife would hear me choking at night because I couldn't breathe from my sleep apnea. I was having chest pain on a pretty consistent basis. And personally, I was not knowing how to address because of all my fear of being a parent or a successful member of a family or even keeping a consistent work. So when I came here, the thing that I really got was a challenge to myself to own up to everything that I was and to find those answers inside myself. So in this month, what did I gain? I gained a sense of having to take ownership of everything in my life, to look backward at everything that I'd gone through, all of my past failures, the things that I regretted, and to learn the wisdoms, the deep wisdoms that were in those failures, and to take all that rotting and stagnant energy and the regret that I had inside myself and love that part of myself and to bring forward that energy into every moment of my life and to become really, again, the best of who I was. I lost 26 pounds of fat while I was here, and I gained about 6 pounds of muscle. So all told, in a month, I lost over 30 pounds, 32 pounds of weight. But more than losing weight is I learned how to, with your assistance and the wonderful staff here, it was to funnel the energy into every cell of my body, to love myself again, to nurture myself with the best vegan nutrition, and to practice a life that would allow me to be all that I knew I could be. And so it's begun to give me a road where I know every moment that I have a choice every day to love myself and to nurture myself. I saw the deepest reality of who I am. I work medically outside of this area, and I was completely disgusted with the type of work that I did and the type of corruption I saw in my everyday life. Because of the tangible miracles that I saw you perform and I saw evolving in the different members of my community here who were healing with me, it gave me a whole new perspective on what healing is and what the true dignity of the human being, every human being, is to heal themselves if they're in the right environment. And so the thing I would say to your audience is, why you? Why would you come to a place like this? Why would you trust another person who's offering you solutions? This isn't a place where you come to see Deepak, Oprah, Dr. Phil, another psychoanalyst, a personal trainer, a nutritionist, even your priest or rabbi, anyone who's offering you different types of solutions. The place that Gary comes from and the place that you need to know is that he's offering a completely spiritual and sincere solution. He spent his entire life addressing every ill in this society. In addition to that, something I didn't know, personally didn't know, is he has an innate spiritual healing, a spiritual function and capacity that allows him to heal also just by the nature of the light that flows from his spirit. But in addition to that, because of the purity of his motive, the intention to bring justice to this world, to address every wrong in this society, an incredible, incredible spiritual energy flows through him that when he focuses energy on you, he can also participate in healing you in ways that I never expected would happen for me here. It is a rare and wonderful experience that I've had here, and where else can you come for a month and get over 90 hours of lectures from someone who's world-renowned and has such wisdom to offer? Whatever anyone who's listening, whatever your faith tradition is, if you're Buddhist, Jewish, Hindu, Christian, Muslim, I myself am a Baha'i. Gary doesn't address any specific religious tradition, but he speaks in universal truth, so that whatever you've known in your life, whatever has been deeply true that you may have denied to yourself for whatever reason, that comes through. The deepest truth comes through to you. And so I've seen wonderful miracles in my group here, and I know that anyone who's listening, whether you have Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, cancer, debilitating obesity, deep life psychological traumas, if you want to heal, if you have the courage to really heal and take ownership of your life, you can get healed here, but it comes down to you. And it comes down to you not just healing yourself, but recognizing you're part of a united whole.
Well, thank you. I appreciate those kind thoughts. Again, I take no credit for the healing. It's all in the person. I'm just there as a facilitator. He comes, by the way, and I didn't know this, from working in medicine in a New York hospital. And he was very disappointed by the system that he had become a part of. Luann, who's next?
Hi, Gary. It's Mariana.
Hi, Mariana. Tell us your story, please.
Of course. So for the past 3 years, I've been struggling with multiple sclerosis. When I came here, I had no sense of balance, and my coordination was completely off. Every time I walked, I felt like I was swaying from side to side, as if I was a drunk driver on the road. I walked with fear because I didn't know if my leg would swing over and I'd trip over myself. Since being here, I've been able to regain that balance and that coordination. I can now stand on one foot for almost a minute, and I can walk in a single file line across an entire room without falling over, which was something I haven't been able to do in 3 years. I also have a new attitude towards life. Because of the MS, I was very depressed, and I had a pessimistic view on life, and I didn't think there was anything beautiful about it, but now I see there is so much beauty in life, and I'm more open to embracing new experiences. I was very shy and timid as a kid, and I have more confidence in myself, and I've learned to love myself as well. And through meditation, I've been able to bring myself through a healthier state of mind. I've noticed...
Good.
I'm more stress-free. I work I'm overstressed a lot at my job, and I'm now planning on quitting that job and living a less stressful life.
Good for you. Thank you. Luann, we have to pick the pace up.
Hello, Gary. This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Well, when I came to the Health and Healing Retreat, I believed I was just coming here. It was all just about diet and exercise, which I desperately needed help with. I hadn't been able to do it on my own. I tried, but needed direction. And the vegan lifestyle was something I needed to learn how to be able to use all the vegetables and beans, since those two things have never been on the top of my list as favorites. But I've been able to learn here ways of using them and how to make them and put them together that I never knew. And, oh, my God, the variety, the chefs here, Chef Leonard and his staff has been made the most delicious, healthy meals that you probably couldn't get in a gourmet restaurant. So it's just been phenomenal. So I'm taking that back with me. I also had my children here different weeks, and they're continuing. They've been home, and I've been here, and they've actually been continuing the vegan lifestyle at home, cooking and what they've learned. But what I got here was way beyond the whole diet and exercise that I thought I was coming for. I didn't know that what we would be doing was dealing with the issues behind why we do the things we do, the things that are in our subconscious and how to work through them and to release them and to let them go. What we learned is how to start fresh and the tools that we need to do this each day, how we're able to live in this present life and not let the pains and the dramas of our past control our present. So it's been more than diet and exercise. It's healing the whole person. Gary's taught us, you know, it's body, mind, and spirit. And so we're bringing home health and happiness back with us. And you do it all in this unbelievably pristine surroundings at the villa here. It's way better than what you even see on the videos, if anybody's looked at them. What Gary does and is, it's all about raising awareness of our lives and our humanity to one another and the world we live in. And the staff here are probably the most loving and giving humans that you'll ever want to meet. They've made this journey pleasant, and I just want to thank Gary, Luann, and the whole staff for helping me to make this new path. So thank you very much.
Good. And just as the reason she was brought here, her children,
Hello?
Who are adult children.
Hello, Gary.
Hi, one second. Her adult children were concerned because she had persisted in being morbidly obese, stressed, and filled with anxiety, and nothing would work. And now she is disciplining herself. She's focusing upon the beauty of her actual nature and not looking at any crutch to sublimate her angst. She's dealing with her angst. And both of her children, one came 1 week, and her son, I guess they're in their 30s, and the other, her daughter, the second week. And they were not needed. They thought they'd have to be here the whole month, and they weren't. She's done really well. Hi.
Hi, Hisako is here.
Hi, Hisako. Tell us what it was like before you came here with your husband, who's 93 and suffering from advanced Alzheimer's.
Well, when we came here with my husband, Ephraim had a dementia from little stroke 1 year ago, and losing memory, no desire to do anything, depressed. And the doctor said he never goes back to brain damage, normal. And I was very nervous, stressed, and very difficult, two of us. But we try, but it's limited because I was the only one believed someday he'd go back. And we met Gary. He said, "Will do, and come." So Ephraim believed Gary. He never say okay to anybody, but he wanted to come. And the first week was difficult to adjust because we are very private people, and we lived, the two of us. But started with light therapy, he changed his posture. Walking better with cane.
Let me ask you a few questions. You don't have to go into each person. Doesn't have to discuss what benefit came from. Just tell us. So I understand. The doctor, the neurologist, said that there's nothing can be done. He's not going to reverse anything. He's going to have. You're going to have to live with what he has. Correct.
Yes.
Okay. So, now, from my understanding, you tell me if I'm right or wrong. When he came, he couldn't hold his head up. He had that stare in the eyes, could barely talk, and was non-responsive, and used a cane. Is that correct?
Yes.
Today.
Now, he takes a walk, sometime without cane, and work out in gym that he never wanted to go back, shave himself, and cooperate with me, and start sketching that he loved to do, but he stopped a year ago. He now laughs and making joke. I never believed to come back this way. And we had a wonderful staff, and Gary and Luan, we are really thank you. And we get big hope. We are going back. Thank you.
Well, I've seen it. Everyone has seen it. He's engaged in conversations, articulate, memory sharp, and probably the person making more humor here than anyone else. And I see him walking upright, getting out, sitting in the sun, getting the light. So the doctor was wrong. And how many years have you been married?
Oh, it's Christine now, sorry.
Oh, hi. I think it's 57 years.
Yes, I think so.
Good. Christine, hi.
Hi, how are
you? Tell us your story, please.
Yes, I came here thinking as well it was all about nutrition and healthy living, and I had no idea that there was a small part of it. There was such a bigger part for my journey to come from this. I was depressed, overweight, riddled with anxiety. I reduced my life into this little bubble, making it smaller and smaller, just protecting myself from everything, from the unknown. And after being here just a few days, I knew this was so much more than diet and exercise. I realized how much my own thoughts and fears were keeping me from living my life. I wasn't living before. I was just on a slow suicide existence to the grave, and I was only 53. So my whole perspective here has changed. I want to live a vibrant life because I'm worth it, and I realized I do care about myself, and I deserve it. And I just never thought I would get this much out of this experience. And I thank you so much, Gary and Luann and the staff. You invite us into your home just to help us. And now I truly can't wait for my future.
How long had you suffered before starting this journey?
About 10 years. It was a slow decline, but it started about 10 years ago. And I was just existing, doing what I had to do. Otherwise, I wasn't doing anything.
Okay, now you're on a new path.
Yes, I am, and I'm very excited. And I thank you again.
Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Gary. This is Sal.
Hi, Sal.
I just finished 2 weeks at the spa here, and I was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in May, and I started making the rounds of the usual places in New York, all the big cancer hospitals, and got the usual response. And I knew I needed to find an alternative. You know, they were just offering chemo or radiation, and I knew that didn't work for what I had, and yet they were willing to give it to me. I had been a listener of Natural Living for years and years, but I hadn't for the last few. But my brother Lenny was still a listener, and he started urging me to reach out to Gary, see what he says. And he actually reached out to Luann and gave me a phone number, and I called Luann back, and it led to me getting down here to Texas to do a couple of weeks on the farm here. And it's really been a great, great experience for me. I actually walked a mile yesterday around the grounds, which was a pretty big deal for me. I was having trouble walking to the bathroom a month ago. So I've come a long way here.
How about your voice?
My voice
your
has
breathing.
Gotten a lot better. Yeah. It seemed that there was something pressing on my voice box, and I was real raspy, and I've cleared up quite a bit. I mean, I didn't even want to talk to people because it was I sounded like a, you know, I don't know. And I didn't know where I was going. Now, the thing about this 2 weeks, though, is that it gave me an insight into what I have to do to deal with this condition, you know, that it's body, mind, and spirit, that it's not just changing my diet, which is the first thing I did, and that helped, but there's more to it than that. It's and, you know, you impressed me with the fact, and the staff here, that it's more than that. You got to quiet the mind a bit, because the healing happens when the mind is quiet. If my mind is just going off all the time, it's just it's not going to have any room for the healing to happen, and the body can heal itself, you know, if we give it the, you know.
Sal, you were given a death sentence, and for all intents and purposes, there's nothing at stage 4 metastasized lung cancer they're going to do. They'll try some experimental drugs because they have nothing, or take you into hospice care, and generally one leads quickly to the other. Mm-hmm. But you were in extreme pain. You had medicines with you for pain. Have you taken any of those medicines in the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, but I've cut it down a lot.
Are you taking medicine now?
I am. I haven't taken any today, you know. Usually I can wait till the afternoon till I take any, which is...
And how's your pain level now compared to when you started?
Much diminished.
And how's your breathing capacity?
It's good. It's good. Like I said, walking a mile, you know, I just decided to walk a mile yesterday. I know it's a half a mile around the grounds here, so I did it twice. And I said, I could do it. I was huffing and puffing a bit at the end, but I said, I can do this. I can go home and I can do this.
That's more than going from the bed to the bathroom, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. And your strength?
My strength, well, you got a great gym down here, and I started looking forward to going to it every day and just getting in there, just doing a little warm-up. There was 5 machines I did every day, doing 3 sets of reps and doing, my, you know, 10 minutes on the bicycle to get the blood flowing, and that was my routine every day. And then after that, I could go to yoga, which I did every day while I was down here, and stretch everything out. It's just, it's really been an all-around good thing, you know.
So you're going home with some optimism, and it'll be interesting to see when you go back in for your follow-up examination to see what the doctors say now that you've made some substantial lifestyle changes and behavioral changes.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, well, I'm going to be in touch with Luann, so.
Good. And Luann, after Luann gets everyone's follow-up examinations, she'll come on the air and report on it. And by the way, did you see yesterday in the gym the gentleman, 93 years old, dancing? He was dancing in the gym. And he was doing that whip, you know, where you get the 2 big, thick ropes, one in each hand, and you're whipping it back and forth and on the treadmill and the bicycles. Yeah.
I wish I would have
I watched him. I was in the back. I saw him dancing. Thank you. And
thank
all the
you,
best
Gary.
To him when you go home tomorrow. So.
And thanks to Luann, and the staff here is really great, too. And the food's excellent, too.
Hello, Gary. This is Francisca.
Hello. Francisca, hi.
Hi. My journey started with you long, long time ago. since the 80s, I would listen to you, and I was very pretty healthy person. But in 1990, I got diagnosed with a chronic condition that it killed millions and millions of people. I was one of the lucky ones because I was listening to you and followed your protocol religiously, and I'm still alive. Now, and 10 years ago, when I lost my job, unfortunately, my income went too low that I couldn't follow the protocol. But still, I'm not extremely sick. Thank you to you and your protocol that I was following. But I got my wonderful friend Floyd that told me, we'd go back to Garinol to the retreat. When he explained me what was the retreat consist, I said, wonderful. I came with contemplation that it got like 90% better. My allergy, 95%. Gas and bloaty, almost 100% sometimes. A chronic condition that probably is misdiagnosed, that's the top of the cake. And I'm pretty sure that I'm misdiagnosed, and I thank you to you, I'm going to be healed, I promise. Now, what I learned from here, it's going to be more in silent, that it healed me, and the cellular level even goes to deep to my mitochondria, and I feel right now wonderful. My change was, like you say, it was a quantum leap. That's the way I heal. And I will continue doing it. Physically, I was very tired, but thank you to John Q, I'm going to the water exercise and mineral water. My skin is better. My body is wonderful. I'm very relaxed. My back went out one time. I got healed in 2 days. When I'm in the city, it takes me a week or two to get better. Emotionally, looking to your documentary, doing my journal, doing mindfulness meditation, and silent, I also discover myself even better, my dark side and my good side, and transform it to a very higher level that I could be a better person for the society or a better citizen of the whole world. Spiritually, I'm be having the experience to be what I call it in my Orisha paradise, because I belong to a Yoruba religion that this is the perfect place to heal. Because I'm here with the symbol of the plant that is Ochosi, that's for healing, for Ogun, that is the greenery, for especially Ochun, that is love, for the lake, and the symbol of the bird, the peacock, and the butterfly, that's the symbol of Ochun that created a lot of love. And also I saw a wonderful, that is Oya, a wonderful rainbow. And after that, came Bachango with the thunder. I think, thank you very much. I got a whole complete synergetic energy that take me to a higher level, to close to my Orisha. Thank you very much.
All right. Good for you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Gary. This is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
I came here, and I was here for 4 weeks, and about 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with arthritis. And so rheumatoid arthritis for me was very debilitating. It would come and go in the beginning, and then eventually when it came on steady, I had trouble walking. I'd have pain in my hips, pain in my chest, my elbows, my wrists, my ankles, my knees, and all of these types of pains coming on at a very young age. And it made it difficult to be consistent with school. It made it difficult to be consistent with work. Some days I'd go to work. Some days I'd be away. Then I'd work for a few months. Then I'd not work for a few months. So it made living very difficult. And so dealing with this for 10 years, having my family involved in trying to help take care of me, waking up some mornings, not even being able to walk and go to the bathroom. So it had been very difficult. So after 10 years, I was looking for another answer and just wasn't sure what to do. But my father is a listener of your show, and when he heard about the retreat, he called me immediately and told me to listen to it, and I did. And I said, it sounds great, and he offered to, you know, pay for me to come. And so I was nervous. I didn't know what to expect, even though I had seen the advertisement. But I was so desperate for change that I said, if this is what it's going to take for me to have even the slightest bit of relief, I'm for it. So I packed myself up and stayed here for 4 weeks. And coming to this beautiful environment, I got to spend time in nature, which is amazing, which is very different from New York City. I got to spend time with animals that I otherwise would not have seen in person unless I went to a zoo. And I think one of the things that I avoided doing that I needed to do most of all was spend time with myself. And I had realized through spending time with myself that all of the physical changes that needed to happen could only happen if I had a mental and emotional change. And that was most important to me, learning that I am important and that I should love myself and that I deserve to be healed and I deserve to be able to have a happy life. And coming here did that. If I stayed home, I'd probably still be walking, limping like I was when I first got here. So since I've been here, I have been involved in most of the activities, pool exercise, walking in the gym, walking around the property, which would be so difficult, but doing a little by little every day, being encouraged by the other people who stayed here and the staff was just an immense, immense thing for me. And so I can walk a whole lot better. Swelling is down, and my mood is much lighter, and I definitely look forward to going home and continuing, you know, getting to know myself and continuing in all that's necessary for me to do better. And I look forward to living a much more consistent life.
One final thing. On a scale of 1 to 10, when you arrived here, what was your level of pain and stiffness and loss of motion?
I would say about a 7.
And what is it today?
The pain was quite a bit. It's down to a 3. It's down to a 3. Much better than when I came.
So more than 50% improvement.
Yes, definitely. I can say for sure when I go home, many people will be surprised to see how much better I'm doing in just 4 weeks.
Good. Remember, this is for all of you. This is just the beginning of your journey.
Yes.
You have the tools to make that change. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope we have time to get the 2 more people in.
Hello, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi, Gary. This is Leo.
Hi, Leo.
Okay, hi.
Leo, you have lived for what, 60 years with post-traumatic stress disorder from the Vietnam War?
50 years.
50 years?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel today?
Well, Gary, let me put it to you like this. I came here very optimistic. Having been diagnosed with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and TBI in Vietnam, being shot in the head and aimed for dead, I was in a coma for 9 days. And to come here and to hear your teaching, which is the exact opposite of what the VA has been teaching me, we have a PTSD meeting once a week, anywhere from 15 to 30 guys a week. And each guy would get up and vent about their trauma. But not only do I have my 50-year-old trauma, but I have bits and pieces of all the other guys from the room, their trauma. And for me to come here and for you to say something about in the moment, you know, it took me a while to digest that. But once I digest it, and make all the sense in the world, I got a gigantic sigh of relief. Matter of fact, if I had not gotten this sigh of relief, I would have voluntarily left because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And from the moment I bought into what you're teaching, and it makes sense to my heart, to my mind, and my soul, I was here for the duration. And I cannot put in words what a turnaround I feel in my heart in my mind and in my soul. I just can't put it in words. But I want to emphasize a couple of things. I was born in Jacksonville, Florida, and I grew up on my grandmother's farm in South Carolina, in the country. And I never could imagine that the greenery and the country could mean so much to me as being here at your retreat in the heart of Texas. I just can't put it in words. I'm mesmerized to myself as I walk around and just feel the energy that I feel from this place. And your staff has been great. You have been great. And I just can't put in words. I'm overwhelmed. You know, I didn't think something like this could happen to me. I could think it happened to other people, but I could never think it would happen to me. And that's part of my disease. No one beat up on me as much as I do. And you have instilled in me that I don't have to keep on beating up on myself. And I'm looking forward to the rest of my life for the first time in my life in a very, very long time.
Good for you. I appreciate you sharing that with our audience. I'm sorry we didn't get to quite everyone, but we got to enough people.
Mm-hmm.
People with conditions that medicine and society is not able to deal with in the way that they deserve.
Yes.
And now people are participating in their own healing process, and this is just the beginning. And it's nice to know these people are going to go home, and we will be in touch with these people on a regular basis. I'm going to do a one-year follow-up and to make sure that the messages that were learned, the exercises, the protocols are continued. And so they know that they have some support system. Frequently in life, we do a lot more if we had a support system. And
right.
Sometimes we don't have this, or we have the wrong support system.
Right.
You know, people that give us the wrong messages. So all the best to you and all the best to the people who are here. I'm Gary Knoll. We're out of time. This is the conclusion of 1 month of helping people who had not been able to be helped. Some were suicidal, terminal illnesses, medically irreversible conditions, and you've heard in unrehearsed, uncoached, their own words, what it meant in just 1 month. Well, if this was able to happen in 1 month, then it means it can happen even more over a period of time. And my hope is that other people will listen to these people. If you have something similar, realize that, gee whiz, if that person can do it, maybe I could do it. And gives them hope, gives them a reason.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. Praise.